he was saying to those disciples, okay, I greet you with peace. I send you forth. I ask you to receive the power of the Spirit. And here it is. Now live a life of forgiveness. My question is, was the cross over as well? Yeah, he died on the cross for me and my sins. He forgave me. That's great. Thank you. Or is it a call to live that life? Forgive one another as I have forgiven you. Jesus' fourth part of this is to say, live that life of forgiveness. So that's the message today. That's what the gospel calls us to do. Not a day, but a way. Easter isn't over. You know, have you ever seen on TV, well, maybe you've experienced your own life, you ever seen two people fighting? And they're ready to fight, and they're so mad, and they're so angry, and people pull them apart. And as they're pulling them apart, one of them says this. You ever seen this? Maybe you've done it. They say, it's not over! Right? I'm going to come back and get you! It's not over! Wouldn't it be wonderful if we all had to be restrained from the power of the message of Easter? Where I had to pull me back and go, you know what? It's not over! Easter's not over! I know that never turns out well, but in this case. And so I wanted to just end with this witness. I believe that the message of Easter as a way of life is being witnessed and lived out as we speak by a group of young people in this country. I believe that those young people initiated in the high school in Parkland, in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, I believe they have the resurrection message. And I want you to hear it. I want you to see it. I want you to see this gospel and this message of Easter in what they're doing. The first thing is, I believe that Jesus has greeted them with peace, or God. However, you know, I know I'm Christianizing this message, but I believe it's the power of Christ that came to them and said, in the middle of your sorrow, can you imagine what it was like for them going back to school a week later with that empty desk of their friend next to them, or the lunchroom, or whatever it was? Can you imagine how hard it was to go into the routine again? And I believe God greeted them and said, peace. I'll be with you in the middle of that tragedy. Is that not unlike what the disciples faced? The death of Jesus? The death of their friend? He wasn't shot, he was crucified. But they experienced that. Then I think somewhere God said, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you to Washington. I'm going to send you into the world. I'm going to send you in a message. It's not about gun control. It's about justice. It's not about gun control. It's about love. That love can overcome whatever the world brings. That's the resurrection message. And then I think new life was breathed into those young people. Would you agree? That in the middle of that pain and sorrow and tragedy, which I can't even imagine, they brought in new life, new hope through the power of love. And then finally, it's a message of forgiveness. Not just forgiving the guy who shot or the many people who shoot. Forgiving ourselves. Forgiving our society. Forgiving one another in the spirit of love. The power of Jesus' resurrection and love can overcome anything in this world. It's not a day. It's a way. I want to end with the second ending of John. But by the way, you know the Gospel of John ended three times. Did you know that? That the real ending actually ended where it ended today. Well, actually before it ended today. It actually ends, the original John ends, with Jesus saying to Thomas, blessed are those, or you believe because you see me. Blessed are those who do not see me and still believe. End of gospel. Then the church added, these two verses that I'm going to read. And then somebody later in the church added the 21st chapter of John with the other resurrection appearances. So that's later. We'll have that in a Bible study at another time. But let me end this message today. And I'm going to read it out of our translation in the bulletin is NRSV. I don't like that as much. I like the RSV, but I have the King James, so I'm going to translate the King James into RSV as I read it.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Okay. Because I think this is a powerful verse, and this is what Easter is about. This is not a day, but a way. And here's what it says. And Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that in believing you might have life in his name. There it is. There are many things not written in this book that Jesus did. There are many things happening now that aren't in this book that Jesus does. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that in believing you may have new life in his name. Thanks be to God. One last thing. It isn't over! Amen.
Over, let's keep it going by standing as you are able and opening your prayer books to page 358 and professing our faith as we do in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in
glory to judge the living and the dead.
And his kingdom will have no end.
May the name of the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets.
We believe
in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
And we look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come.
Amen.
For the prayers of the people, you may kneel or be seated. The prayers of the people are responsive prayers, and today we will be using Form 3 on page 387 in the Book of Common Prayer, page 387. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
We may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
And we may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be trials and peace on earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
May they be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we all of them share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. For Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, and John, our bishop, and Charles and Dorsey, our assisting bishops, and for all bishops and other ministers.
Frank.
We pray for Father Evelio Perez and our new companion church, San Pablo Parish in Camagüey City, Cuba. We pray for all the families of military personnel who have died serving our country. God, give them peace and comfort. We pray your eternal rest to Gunnery Sergeant Derek Hawley, Captain Samuel A. Schultz, First Lieutenant Samuel D. Phillips, Lance Corporal Joseph Conrad, and those that have died this week. We're blessed by the many ministries at St. Patrick's, and today we lift up the ushers and greeters and give thanks for those who serve faithfully in this ministry. We pray for those in the military who are serving our country, especially Connor Jones, Kane Dickerson, Joshua Inman, Thomas Crouch, Ty Boyer, Michael Hagberg, and Brent Bailey. In the diocesan circle of prayer this week, we pray for our brothers and sisters at Holy Communion in Hawthorne, Chapel of the Incarnation in Gainesville, Community of St. Paul at Liberty Correctional, St. James in Perry, St. Andrew's in Interlochen, Resurrection and Church of the Good Shepherd in Jacksonville. We pray for those on our prayer list: Selma, Garrison, Debbie, Patty, Joel, Patty and Susan, Debbie, Vin, Charles, Tori and Fred, Diane, Lewis, Dennis and Terry, Michelle, Bobby, Caroline, Pete and Abby, Kathy, Marilyn, Jason, Betty, Cindy, and Sharon. Are there others needing prayer?
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as you are able. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Travelers, peace be with you. Carolers, peace be with you. Nigel, peace of the Lord, man. Good to see you. Lord's peace, Ron. Lord's peace, Max.
Oh, yes.
Coulter, Lord's peace be with you. God's peace.
It's so good to see you.
Lord's peace, Corey.
Peace.
Sue, Lord's peace be with you. That's peace, Mark. Peace of the Lord be with you. Lord's peace be with you. Lord's peace. God's peace.
How are you?
God's peace. Good. Good peace, the Lord. Peace. Lord's peace be with you, Annie.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace, my friend.
Lord's peace be with you, Mike.
I invite you to take note of the announcements that are in your bulletin, and I want to draw your attention. We do have Acolyte training this afternoon, or not this afternoon, this morning, directly after this service. So I invite all Acolytes, especially those who would like to be Acolytes, to stay after the service. And men's night this Thursday or next Thursday?
This Thursday.
Please see Dave Jennings if you are planning to be here. And I can't hear you.
Ladies' lunch is this Wednesday.
So please see Carol Nielsen or sign up on the back table.
Gillington Creek Fish Tank.
That's right. Yummy. They've got great fishing grips. Walk in love, but before you do that, today is the Well Project collection. So during our offertory music, which will be a congregational singing hymn, you are welcome to bring your coins, checks, bills, whatever, to the Well after. You know the routine. And